Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Alaska State Troopers and the Sitka Police Department announced the closure of the Jessica Baggin cold case during a Tuesday briefing. Steve Branch, age 66, of Austin, Arkansas, the suspect of the 1996 sexual assault and murder of Jessica Baggin, killed himself on August 3rd of this year after denying any knowledge of the crime and refusing to provide a DNA sample. Investigators, after securing a search warrant, collected Branch's DNA during his autopsy. On Monday, August 10th, the State of Alaska Scientific Crime Detection Laboratory in Anchorage confirmed Branch's DNA matched the suspect DNA found on Jessica and at the scene. Investigator Randy McFerrin of the Alaska State Troopers Cold Case Unit expressed satisfaction with the case coming to a close.
The genealogists were able to piece together a very complex family tree that eventually exposed Branch as Jessica's killer. I am very grateful to have played a very small role in this investigation and to bring closure to Jessica's family and the community of Sitka.
Jessica disappeared in the early morning hours of May 4th, 1996. She just turned 17 the day before and was visiting with a friend and her sister at her sister's residence when she decided to walk home alone, which was about a mile away. Her parents woke the next morning to find that she never made it back. She was found dead just 2 days after being reported missing. Jessica was left discarded and hastily buried in a hollowed-out area beneath the trunk of a large fallen tree. Jessica Baggin would have been 41 this year. As COVID-19 cases continue to rise in number, state public health leaders are offering access to themselves for the public to ask questions. Each Wednesday at noon, a team including Alaska's Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink, as well as Alaska's Chief Epidemiologist Joe McLaughlin, will discuss the latest science and the medical response to COVID-19. These are the Science Echo Meetings. There are other Echo Meetings being held throughout the week as well. Dr. Ann Zink detailed what the program has to offer during a Tuesday night conference.
Just a reminder, we have a whole bunch of meetings that happen all the time. Public are welcome to join. There's lots of great conversations happening about school. We have faith-based community meetings, large gatherings, public government, medical providers, our science echo, palliative care meetings, dental. There's one for media, EMS. And so these are kind of our ongoing meetings that we have with community members, people from across the state. Appreciate everyone who calls into these, ask fantastic questions. Lots of other places to get your questions answered, to hear what else is going on, and to share what you're doing in your community.
Project ECHO stands for Extension for Community Healthcare Outcomes. It's a collaborative model of medical education and care management that empowers clinicians everywhere to provide better care to more people right where they live. Project ECHO creates a virtual learning network with real-time access to a team of multidisciplinary experts. Each session features a brief lecture and an interactive case or process discussion. The COVID-19 Science Echo programs are held at noon on Wednesdays. They're streamed live on Facebook or via the Zoom online platform. Registration takes place online, and we have the link at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.